Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for every good thing we have received from you. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is fighting for us, defending us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your dominion that is producing results in our lives. You have subdued darkness and their works under our feet. You have subdued Satan under our feet. Thank you for your dominion that is working in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your interventions that we get in those moments we need your help. In those moments we needed your help. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions. Be glorified in Jesus' name. We thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Thank you for bringing praise to your name in our lives. Thank you for making us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for filling our hearts and minds with your peace. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence that is already here among us. Thank you for your power that is already here. Thank you, Lord, for great and mighty things you would do as we pray tonight. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here to receive from you, to receive your touch, to receive grace, strength, helps, a transformation of life. O Lord, visit us one by one. In the name of Jesus. the name of Jesus. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Have your way in our midst. Glorify yourself in this place. Thank you, Father, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs. Then we will start praying with prayer points. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name. O Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. O Lord, O Lord. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God. The great I am. Alleluia. Hallelujah. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why he's Lord, he's Lord, he's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he's Lord, he's Lord, he's Lord forever. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That's one. Wonderful name, Jesus. That's wonderful name, Jesus. That's wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There is no other name. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus, that's wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. There is none like You. There is none like You, Jesus. There is none like You. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like You do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like You. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, King of glory. You are Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God. Lord of hosts, You are Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are the mighty man in body. Hell Shaddai, you are the mighty man in body. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in body. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in body. Glory to your name, you are the mighty man in body. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, O Lord, O Lord. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, O Lord, O Lord. Your word is settled, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be to thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. Jesus is so good. The Lord is so good. He's 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 so good. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning. Always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Begin to worship and bless his name. Magnify him. Adore him, worship him, praise him, for he is the Lord of hosts, the God of heaven and the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the King of glory. Worship him. He is the God of gods, the Almighty God. Praise him. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above all kingdoms, all thrones, all dominions. He is highly exalted, far above principalities and powers. He is the Most High God. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Praise him. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. You alone is the Lord. alone is our Savior, our Redeemer. You alone is our Helper. You alone is our Restorer. We worship you, Father. You do mighty miracles. You do great and mighty works. You control times and seasons. We worship you, Lord. You make impossible things possible. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, King of Kings. We praise you, Lord of Lords. Creator of the universe. King of the universe. Creator of everything that exists. We praise you, Lord. Be glorified forever. Be magnified forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. With this prayer. Say, Father, thank you. For perfecting my salvation. And deliverance. And healing. Through the death of Jesus on the cross, through the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. Say, Father, thank you for perfecting my deliverance and healing. And victory and salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for perfecting my salvation. Thank you for perfecting my dominion, my victory, my prosperity, my breakthroughs, my deliverance through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for perfecting my progress, my transformation through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. are going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you because everything I will ever need in my life, I've already been provided in Christ Jesus. You can say, thank you, Father, because everything I will ever need in my life, everything I will ever need to survive, to move forward, to fulfill my destiny, I've already been provided and supplied in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because everything I will ever need in my entire life, both here on earth and beyond, I've already been provided in Christ Jesus. I've already been supplied in Christ Jesus. Everything I will ever need. Thank you, Father, for this provision. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For your grace that is working in my life. To make me victorious and successful. Say, Father, thank you for your grace that is working in me. To make me victorious and successful. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for your grace that is working in my spirit, working in my soul, working in my body, to make me victorious and successful. Thank you for your grace that is working in every day of my life. Thank you for your grace that is working in my situations to make me victorious and successful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, baptize me with fire. To conquer all battles. You can also say, Father, strengthen me with fire all boxes. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, baptize me with fire to conquer all battles. Baptize me with fire. Empower me with fire. Strengthen me with fire to conquer all battles. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me with fire to conquer every battle from the realms of darkness, every battle from the kingdoms of darkness. Strengthen me, O Lord. Strengthen me with fire. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me with fire to be victorious in every battle. In the name of Jesus. Empower me with fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a weak Christian. I refuse to be a slave to my enemies. I refuse to be a victim of war in the spiritual realms. Say, oh Lord, strengthen me for victory. Say, I refuse to be a weak Christian. Say, I refuse to be a victim of war in the spiritual realms. I refuse to be a slave to my enemies. Oh Lord, strengthen me for victory. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, I refuse to be a weak soldier. I refuse to be a weak believer. Say, I refuse to be a slave to my enemies. Say, I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a captive. In spiritual warfare. Say, oh Lord, strengthen me for victory. Strengthen me for victory. I hope you're praying. Say, Father, strengthen me for victory. I refuse to lose battles. I want to win battles. Oh Lord, strengthen me for victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, some time ago, I was leading prayer session here, just as I am doing right now. And as I was leading the prayer session, I could see that majority of those who were praying, they are not serious with prayer. Yeah. And some they were just sitting down to hear me pray. So I could see all of that going on, even though I'm not in the same location. The people were, but I could know that they are not serious with the prayers. Yeah. I want you to know something, that these prayer sessions, the prayer sessions we do here, is not for me. It's for you. Yeah, I hope you understand. Yeah, if it were for me, I don't need to bring it to this platform. Yeah, I mean, if this prayer session were for me, it won't be on this platform. It won't even be online. Nobody will know about it. Yeah, because I love to pray alone by myself, and I could do that for hours. I could do that for 12 hours. Just me and God. Yeah. So if you are here on this prayer session with me, you have to be serious. Yeah, you have to mean the business, because this is about your own life. Yeah. So I want us to take prayer sessions seriously. Yeah. You should not be in a prayer session and be doing something else. That's an insult to the Holy Spirit. And then you should not be in a prayer session and then your mind is thinking about many things, and then your mind is not following the prayers. That is an insult to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So take every prayer session seriously. Yeah, because it is about your own life. It has nothing to do with me. Yeah. So all of this is because of you. I mean, leading this prayer sessions is for your own benefit. If I want to pray, I don't need to come online to pray. And God always answers my own prayers. Yeah. So I want every one of you to take prayer sessions seriously. Yeah, I am not the type of pastor that has to beg members to take their spiritual life serious. I can encourage you, but I cannot beg you and I cannot force you. Because it's your own destiny, it's your own life. Yeah, so I hope every one of you are going to improve. And then I also remember saying it before, that don't use this prayer session as a warm-up exercise. Don't use this midnight prayers as a warm-up exercise. You know what I mean by a warm-up? Like, let me join so that I can get some fire in my spirit. And then don't use it as a replacement of your own personal prayer life. It's wrong to use a corporate prayer session like what we're having right now. It is wrong to use it as a replacement of your own personal prayer life. I mean, the personal prayers you should do on your own between you and God, that is different from the one you come here to do. Yeah, so before you come here, you should have prayed enough on your own. Yeah, before you come to join a corporate prayer session. Yeah. So some of you, because you have not prayed, you have not spent time to pray on your own, that is you and God in prayer. So you have not done that, so you feel like, let me quickly join prayer session so that I will catch up with the prayer time I have missed in my personal closet. That is wrong. Yeah, and that is the reason why some of you sleep during this during the prayer session. Yeah. That's the reason why some of you sleep during the midnight prayer session. Because throughout the day, you have not spent time with God. Yeah, you have not prayed enough on your own. Yeah, so that is why when you come to midnight prayers, you start sleeping. Because your spirit has not been charged. Your spirit has not been charged up by the Holy Ghost. So when you come here, you just start sleeping. I'm not saying all of you sleep, but some of you always sleep during midnight prayer session. So let us take note of these things. Yeah, let us correct these things I have mentioned. May God bless you as you do that. Yeah, so we are still praying concerning strength. Yeah, that is what we are going to really focus on this midnight. You have to be strong as a Christian. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a strong believer that cannot be broken by any attack of the enemy. Say, Father, make me a strong believer cannot be broken, that cannot be crushed by any attack from the enemy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, make me a strong believer. Transform me to a strong believer. Train me to become a strong believer. Your Christian journey is a training process. Say, Father, train me to become a strong believer that cannot be broken, that cannot be hurt by any attack of the enemy, that cannot be crushed by any challenge that happens happen in my life. Any problem that confronts me, make me a strong believer that cannot be crushed by any problem that confronts me, by any challenge that I encounter. Make me a strong believer that cannot be broken by any attack from the realms of darkness. Make me a strong believer. Make me a strong believer. Make me a strong believer. In the name of Jesus. A strong believer that cannot be moved by any attack from the enemy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some of you respond negatively to everything the devil throws at you. You don't respond well to the things the devil throws at you. Maybe a provocation. The devil decide to use someone to provoke you to anger, and then immediately you just flare up and start manifesting anger. That means you are a weak Christian. Or the devil throws a temptation to you, and then immediately you fall into sin through that temptation. That is a sign of weakness as a Christian. That's a sign of weakness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to respond and react positively victoriously in every time the devil throws temptations at me, throws offenses at me. Say, Father, strengthen me strengthen me to respond and react victoriously. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me to respond and react victoriously every time the enemy throws temptations at me. Every time the enemy throws offenses at me. Every time the enemy provoke me to sin, provoke me to misbehave. Oh Lord, strengthen me to respond victoriously. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord, to respond victoriously every time the enemy provokes me to sin, every time the enemy tempts me to sin. Empower me, O Lord, to respond in victory. Empower me, O Lord, to respond victoriously. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall make deliberate decisions to be strong in the Lord. I shall take steps. I shall do things that will make me strong in the Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall make deliberate decisions to be strong in the Lord. I shall take conscious steps to be strong in the Lord. I shall get busy with things that will make me strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, from today I shall make conscious decisions, deliberate decisions to be strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I shall get busy with things, with spiritual exercises, spiritual things that will make me strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. This implies that you have a responsibility to be strong. You have something to do to be strong in the Lord. Yeah, it's not that you just sit down and then you're saying, Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. No, you have, of course, that is a good prayer, but you have things you need to do to be strong. There are efforts you must put into gaining spiritual strength. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw myself from everything I have been doing that has weakened my spirit man, that always weakened my spirit man. I withdraw myself from those things. Open your mouth and pray. Some of you talk too much. You talk a lot. Some of you do a lot of running around. You go here, go there, visit this one, visit that one. And then you have no time to spend with God. You have no time to spend with God. Say, I withdraw myself from everything I have been doing that has weakened my spirit man. Everything I have been doing, even the things I do with my smartphones, the things I watch on TV, that always weaken my spirit man, I withdraw from them now. In the name of Jesus, the kind of thoughts I think in my mind that always weaken my spirit man, I withdraw from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. One of the ways to be strong in the Lord is to not agree with weakness. Even when you feel very weak, literally, you should not agree with that weakness, because you are not weak. You are strong. be in Christ Jesus. Your personality in Christ is not weak. The person you are in Christ can never be weak, because Christ is not weak. But this flesh can give you a feeling of weakness. So when you have that, when you feel weak, don't accept that feeling. Don't agree with that feeling. That is how you will be strong. But when you feel weak and then you just agree, and they say, "Oh, I'm so weak. I can't even pray right now. I'm so weak. I can't even fast. I can't even study the Bible." When you accept the weakness, then you become that weakness. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, "Every mind in me that makes me to agree with weaknesses, come out right now in the name of Jesus." You're going to see every mind in me that makes me to embrace weaknesses, to surrender to weaknesses, to agree with weaknesses, to accept weaknesses, come out right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. There is no justification for weakness. There is no justification for weakness for you as a Christian. There is no time weakness is okay for you. As a soldier, as a warrior, there is no time weakness is okay for you. Otherwise, you become a victim of war. Pray and say, "Every mind in me that is making me to agree with weaknesses, to surrender to weaknesses, to embrace weaknesses, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen." It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." Be strong in the Lord. So this implies that you can be weak in the Lord. Yeah. Even though it's not supposed to be. Yeah, you're not supposed to be in the Lord and be weak. But you can make yourself weak in the Lord. And you can also make yourself strong in the Lord. So another way to be strong in the Lord is to lay down your own strength and embrace the Lord's strength. Put down your own strength and pick up the strength of the Lord. Give up your own strength and embrace God's strength. That is how to be strong in the Lord. So, which means don't depend on your own strength. Depend on the Lord's strength. That is another place in the Bible that says, the Lord is my strength. Another place says, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I lay down my own strength for the Lord's strength to take over my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I trade my own strength for the strength of the Lord. I exchange my strength for the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you trust in your own strength, you will be weak eventually. But if you rely on the Lord's strength, you will never be weak. You will never be weak. Because there is no weakness in the Lord. There is no weakness in God. God is not weak. Begin to say, I lay down my strength. For the strength of the Lord to take over my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, I trade my strength for the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I give up my strength to receive the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. From this day onward, let the strength of the Lord take over my life. From this day onward, let the strength of the Lord take over my life. Let the strength of the Lord take over my spirit. Let the strength of the Lord take over my soul. Let the strength of the Lord take over my body and my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying for strength. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume every activity of darkness going on in my life, going on around me to keep me in perpetual weakness. then let fire rain from heaven and consume every activity of demons, every work of the devil, every activity of witchcraft going on around me, going on in my life, to keep me under perpetual weakness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Let fire fall and consume them all. Let fire fall and destroy them all. Let fire fall and destroy them. Let fire fall and destroy activities of marine spirits, activities of marine serpents, activities of marine witchcraft going on in my life to keep me under perpetual weakness. Let fire fall and consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, activities of witchcraft, activities of demons going on in my life to keep me in weakness continually, catch fire right now. In the name of Jesus, catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Catch fire. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it before that the main target of Satan when he's attacking a believer is the relationship of that believer with God. I don't know if you get it. What Satan wants to attack in your life is your relationship with God. Yeah, is your spiritual connection with God and your spiritual strength. That is all Satan wants to attack. Your prayer life, your connection with God, and your spiritual strength. That is what Satan targets. Every other thing is just secondary. The major thing devil is after in your life is your spiritual strength. Because he knows that once you are weak, the will of God will not happen in your life. He knows that once you are weak, it is his own will that will happen in your life. Because whatever they do to you, it will stand. It will succeed because you are weak. But if you are strong, there is no way they can conquer you. Even if they are billions in number. If you are strong and you stand your ground, there's no way darkness can conquer you. So you're going to pray. They want to destroy your relationship with God. That is their mission. They want to destroy your spiritual strength, your prayer life. That is their mission. But they will not succeed. in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire rain from heaven and consume every darkness on assignment, every demon on assignment to destroy my relationship with God, to destroy my spiritual connection with God, to destroy my prayer life. Let fire rain and consume them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Gahashete kushte delegalea. Tehuande digishinala. Let fire rain from heaven and consume them all. Every activity of darkness going on in my life to bring down my prayer life, to disconnect me from God, to pollute and corrupt my relationship with God. Let fire rain and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Let fire rain. Let fire rain. Let fire rain. Thank you, Lord. And destroy them all. Every agent of the devil on assignment to disconnect me from God, to destroy my spiritual strength. Let fire rain upon them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And you see, anything that is making you to feel discouraged concerning spiritual exercises that will make you strong is an enemy of your destiny. Yeah. Anything that makes you feel like prayer is boring. Yeah, you feel like prayer is boring. And studying the Bible is boring. And then you just lose interest in spiritual things. That thing is an enemy of your destiny. That thing wants you to live a wasted life. Yeah. So you must not allow such in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every darkness in me that is making me lose interest in spiritual things that will make me strong. the fire of the Holy Ghost. Uproot every darkness in me, causing me to lose interest in spiritual exercises that will strengthen my inner man. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, place your right hand on your head. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them. Every darkness in my body. Why is it when you are thinking about doing spiritual exercises, why is it that time you are feeling tired? That is not normal. Why is it that time you are feeling sleepy? When you are thinking about doing spiritual exercises, it is not normal. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every darkness in me that is causing me to lose interest in spiritual things, in spiritual exercises that will make me strong in the name of Jesus. Uproot such darkness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in his power of his might. So you can also be strong in the power of God's might. You can be strong in that power. So which means you can channel the depth of the power of God's might. Yeah. You can channel the power of God's might for victory. Yeah, it's more like a generator. Yeah, like a machine that generates something. Yeah. Just like we have power generators that generate electricity, when you put fuel inside them. Yeah, so your spirit can be strong in the Lord in such a way that you are able to generate power from the Lord. You're able to generate it and channel it for victory. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit man become a power generator that channels power from God's might to win battles. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit man transform into a power generator that is able to channel power from the inside of God to win battles. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So let my spirit man transform into a power generator that is able to draw power from the depths of God to make impossible things possible. The Holy Spirit transformed my spirit man into a power generator that is able to draw power from the depths of God to do impossible things, to win battles. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You need faith to be strong in the power of God's might. You need living faith. Living faith is a kind of faith that goes with action. You need living faith. Even when you feel weak, you should stand on your feet and start walking around. When you feel weak to pray, stand and start walking around and start praising God and worshiping Him from your heart. Then gradually, you start using your voice to worship Him. Before you know it, you are strong. That is living faith. It's a faith that includes action. And through that, you'll be able to generate power from the inside of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to exercise living faith so as to channel power from the depths of God to win battles. Say, I receive grace to exercise living faith that will enable me channel power from the inside of God to conquer battles. Say, I receive that grace. Begin to pray like that. Pray like that. Say, I receive grace to exercise living faith. I receive grace to exercise living faith that will enable me channel power from the depths of God to win battles. In the name of Jesus, I receive that grace now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. To be strong in the power of God's might, you need the anointing. You need the anointing to be strong in the power of God's might. When you have the anointing, you will be strong enough to manifest power, to channel power. The anointing helps you to win battles, the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me your anointing that will enable me to be strong in the power of your might. Say, Father, put upon me the anointing that will make me strong to manifest the power of your mind. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, put upon me the anointing. Now, you don't have to be a pastor or someone that have a title to receive anointing from God. The anointing is for every Christian. You need the anointing for victory. Say, Father, put upon me the anointing that will enable me to be strong in the power of your might. Put upon me the anointing to manifest the power of your might. Say, Father, put upon me the anointing to channel the power of your might. In the name of Jesus, so that I can be victorious. victorious in every battle. Oh Lord, put upon me the anointing to manifest, to dispense, to channel the power of your mind for unusual victories. For mighty victories in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In the power of His might. Fear can disconnect you from the power of His might, especially fear of the enemy. When you fear the enemy, you give power to the enemy. You are going to pray. You are going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every fear in me. That is disconnecting me from the power of your might, from the power of God's might. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every fear in me that is disconnecting me from the power of God's might. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Whatever you fear shall rule over you. Whatever you fear shall rule over you. The fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every fear in me that is disconnecting me from the power of God's might. In the name of Jesus, uproot every fear in me that is disconnecting me from the power of God's might. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points. Then we'll round off the session. you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, arise and fight my battles. Put an end to stories of defeat in my life. Give me testimonies of victory. Say, Father, arise and fight my battles. Put an end to stories of defeat. Give me testimonies of victory. I want to testify victory. I want to keep testifying victory, not telling stories of defeat. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray that prayer like you mean it. Not even like, because you mean it. Say, Father, arise and fight my battles. Put an end to stories of defeat in my life. Give me testimonies of victory. I want to tell stories of victory, not stories of defeat and failures. I want to tell stories of victory and success. Father, arise and fight my battles. Fight for me, O Lord. Fight for me, O Lord. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, block every opening through which the enemy is having access into my life. To attack me successfully. Say, Father, block every opening. Block every portal. Shut down every opening that is giving the enemy access to enter my life and spoil good things. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, shut down every portal, every door that is giving the enemy access into my life. evil, to do wickedness. O Lord, shut down such doors right now in the name of Jesus. Block such openings. Every door that is giving access to the enemy to enter into my spirit, to enter into my soul, to enter into my body and do wickedness. Oh Lord, shut them down. Block them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release into manifestation every blessing the enemy has blocked from getting to me. The fire of the Holy Ghost to release them now to me. Release them into my life. Open your mouth and pray. Every blessing blocked by darkness from getting to me, be released by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every blessing blocked by darkness, blocked by witchcraft, blocked by the enemy from getting to me, be released now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Be released to manifest in my life. Be released to appear in my life right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of Kings, we are grateful for your love for us, for your mercies, for your compassions. Thank you for everything you are doing in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for being a present help in times of need. Thank you, Father, for being such a God we can cry unto any time, call upon any time, and you will always hear us and answer us. Thank you for being such a Father to us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to our heart's cry tonight. Touch everyone here to strengthen them, just as you sent your angels in the Bible to strengthen those who were weak. I ask, O Lord, that you touch your people right now and strengthen everyone in the name of Jesus. I decree that your weaknesses that have limited your life for years shall disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. I decree that henceforth you shall no longer be a slave to weaknesses. You shall no longer be a slave to infirmities. You shall no longer be a slave to darkness. In the name of Jesus. The things your strength cannot do, cannot accomplish, receive the strength of the Lord to do them now. In the name of Jesus. The victories your strength has failed to achieve and to accomplish, receive the strength of the Lord now to get those victories. In the name of Jesus, the prosperity and breakthroughs and success your strength has not been able to achieve, receive the strength of the Lord now to achieve them all. In the name of Jesus. The power of God, as it is on His throne, shall appear in your life to solve your difficult problems. In the name of Jesus. The power of God as it is in heaven shall move in your life to help you become who God wants you to be in the name of Jesus. Barriers and limitations. No one has been able to break in your family. You shall break that barrier. You shall break those limitations. In the name of Jesus. The anointing to manifest the power of God's might. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.